Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Anne Marie, and I think today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Garrett.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Yesterday we started an article called How Many Friends Do You Want? And we talked about what the right number of friends is.
Friends, is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 300? Well, we decided that there's no right answer, but there might be a better answer for you.
There are pros and cons to having just a few friends, and there are pros and cons to having a large circle of friends. Today, we're going to talk about this even more, so let's get into the first part of our conversation right now.
How many friends do you want?
Hey, Lily, who was the girl you were with yesterday?
That's Melody. I met her at a painting class I'm taking.
It seems as if you're always expanding your social circle.
I am. I love making new friends.
I'm happy with the few close friends I have.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们来看动词 expand， 意思呢是扩展或是扩大。譬如 ，Omar took an online course to expand his skills in digital marketing. Omar 参加了一门线上课程，以扩展他的数位行销技能。Expand 的名词是 expansion， 意思是扩张、发展。譬如。Urban expansion has changed the landscape, replacing forests with concrete and glass. 城市的扩张改变了地貌，森林被混凝土和玻璃所取代。形容词是 expansive, 意思是广阔的或是广泛的。譬如 The library's expansive collection includes books in more than 20 languages.这间图书馆拥有广泛的藏书，涵盖20多种语言的书籍。
In our conversation today, we have two characters, Peter and Lily. Let's start off reading with what Peter has to say.
All right, Peter says, Hey Lily, who was the girl you were with yesterday? We find out...It was Melody.
That's right. Lily says, that's Melody. I met her at a painting class I'm taking.
All right, a painting class. Painting is something people enjoy doing. It's making a picture using paint. There are many different kinds of paints, but basically you're making a piece of art.
That's right, and there are many different types of things you might enjoy painting.Some people may enjoy painting landscapes or painting portraits. And here we see that Lily has gone to a painting class. So someone is teaching her how to paint.
Well, speaking of friendships, a class like that is a great way to make friends. Peter responds, it seems as if you're always expanding your social circle.
It seems as if...This is a great way to talk to someone when you think you understand what's going on and you want to clarify. You can say it appears that way or it seems that way.
Okay, here's that in a sentence. It seems as if rain is coming tomorrow, but I'm not totally sure.
So Peter is saying that it seems like you're always expanding your social circle.Now, we talked a little bit about this word circle and how it is used in this context yesterday. Let's review that again today.
All right. When we use that word circle in this way, it's most commonly used with this word social. Social circle is the group of people that you regularly spend time with. You might call them friends.
Now, when you make more friends, you can say that you expand your social circle, but sometimes you can also use the word widened, like this. he widened his social circle this year. That means he's made more friends and probably means he's made different types of friends.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so it seems like Lily is expanding her social circle, and Lily agrees. She loves making new friends.
Now here's the part where the opinion comes in, friends. Lily says she loves making new friends, but Peter says, I'm happy with the few close friends I have.
All right, so speaking back to yesterday's lesson, we have these two different ways of making friends, and we see that in these two characters. Some people like a few really close friends, while others want to expand their social circle and meet lots of people.
Now, the great thing about this article, friends, is it's going to show us how to share your opinion when you have a different opinion than someone else. It's also going to help us review some of those pros and cons to how many friends we have. And we're also going to be able to practice a little bit of our conversation skills as well.
All right, we would love to know what else Lily and Peter have to say. Let's go to the next part of that conversation.
How many friends do you want?
Making new friends is so much fun. You are exposed to new ideas and ways of doing things.
True. But sometimes when you have too many friends, you can't be close to all of them. It's hard to know who's there for you when situations are troublesome.
I get that. But associating with a wide circle of people means you always have someone to hang out with. It's nice to have options.
Maybe. But I'd rather have a few people I can share my problems with and know they'll listen. I don't have to pretend or worry about being judged.
The delay at the airport was troublesome, but everyone stayed polite and patient. 机场的延误令人困扰，但是大家都保持着礼貌与耐性。字尾 SOME 是指具有什么特质的，譬如 tiresome， tire 是指使疲倦，加上 SOME 就是指令人厌烦的。譬如 waiting in traffic every morning became tiresome.Even with good music playing, 每天早上在塞车中等待变得令人厌烦，即使听着好听的音乐也一样。另外 ,wholesome 是表示健全的，譬如 ,the community garden brought neighbors together in a wholesome spirit of care and cooperation. 社区花园让邻居们在关怀与合作的健全氛围中团结起来。
Has just found out that Lily has made yet another new friend at her painting class. She's expanded her social circle. Well, he says, I'm happy with the few close friends I have. How does Lily respond to this?
Well, she responds by explaining her position. She thinks making new friends is so much fun. It's what she loves to do. And she says, why exactly?You're exposed to new ideas and ways of doing things.
We could talk about this term to be exposed to something, friends. This means to be allowed to experience or see something.
Okay, let's try and use that in another sentence. We might say traveling to other countries exposed me to new cultures and new foods.
Well, Lily says making new friends is so much fun, but I have to add, Garrett, I think making new friends is a lot of work. I'm not saying that it's not worth it to do, but when you make a new friend, you have to go through finding where that person is and then learning about them, seeing if you have any shared interests, deciding if you want to continue the relationship. It really is a lot of work.
Going through conversations with close friends sometimes feels effortless. You know all the basics about each other already, and you can go right into sharing things that are going on with you right now. With someone you just met, you have to go through the same questions you've gone through with everyone else. basic stuff, just getting to know them.
And that's also not including the fact that after going through all the work of getting to know them, you might just not be compatible as friends, whether that's because of different opinions or different schedules. So I might have to agree a little more with Peter at this point in the lesson.
Okay, like you said though, it can be worth it. Well, we continue on with Peter here. He says, true, but sometimes when you have too many friends, you can't be close to all of them.
You can't be close to all of them. When you are close to someone or something, it means you have a strong friendship or a strong relationship with them.
All right, here's another example sentence. I'm very close to my sister. We often meet up on the weekends.
This is a way we often use this phrase to talk about family. Sometimes you might hear that in conversation, friends. Someone will ask you, are you close to your family? They're not asking if your family is good or bad. They're really just asking if you talk to them often and share a lot of your personal life with them.
Right, it could be close to or close with. Both of those mean pretty much the same thing. Well, Peter continues and says, it's hard to know who's there for you when situations are troublesome.
When situations are troublesome, you might not know who to call, but if you have a few close friends, you know exactly who might help you.
All right, Lily continues on, I get that, but associating with a wide circle of people means you always have someone to hang out with. It's nice to have options.
We see another great term here for when we're talking about making friends and hanging out with people. It's associating with. When you associate with someone, it means that you spend time with them, but it means a little bit more than that. It has the idea of being a little bit selective because of the way other people see the situation.
Right, you're connected with these people. Here's another example. He stopped associating with negative friends. Sometimes when we use this phrase, we're saying if one person is associated with another, we're connecting them together and kind of their reputation is connected too.
Definitely, we're kind of like putting them in the same category or in the same group. So associating with or hanging out with or being with are all three different things.
All right, so Lily is saying she's never bored when she has lots of friends. There's always someone to call. Even if five people say no, the sixth might say yes.
She also says it's nice to have options. This gives me the idea that she's going through her friend list and choosing which friend she wants to hang out that day.
All right, so what do you think, friends? Is that how you interact with your friends? Well, Peter says maybe, but I'd rather have a few people I can share my problems with and know they'll listen. I don't have to pretend or worry about being judged.
I think this is a really, really key point for a lot of my friendships. I value friendships where I don't have to pretend like I'm someone else. To pretend means to act as if something is true when it isn't.
For example, let's pretend we're pirates. In that case, pretending can be something fun that kids do or that actors do on a stage or in a movie, but in a relationship, it's not so positive.
No, we're talking here about pretending to have certain opinions or pretending to have certain emotions that you just don't have.
Yeah, and I also feel like I'm falling more toward the Peter side because I don't feel like I always need someone to hang out with or options. I like spending time with people, but spending time alone is fine too.
Yeah, that is another really good point. We're not done talking about this, friends. So right now, let's take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Hang out with. Back in school, I used to hang out with my friends at the convenience store after class. We bought the cheapest snacks possible and debated incredibly important topics like which instant noodles are the best. That was peak social life. Hang out with means to spend relaxed, informal time with someone with no schedule, no purpose. You're just being together. I'm hanging out with my cousin this weekend. Do you want to hang out after school?
It's friendly, casual, and very common. But hang doesn't stop there. It has a few other expressions worth knowing. Hang on means wait a moment. Hang on, I'm almost ready. Hang up means end a phone call. She hung up before I could answer. Hang in there means encouragement to keep going. Exams are tough, but hang in there. Get the hang of means learn how to do something. I finally got the hang of using chopsticks. All these expressions show just how flexible the word hang can be. From friendships to phone calls to pep talks, hang covers it all. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
How many friends do you want?
Close friends are a necessity, but interacting with all kinds of people helps you grow socially.
Good point. I guess it depends on whether you value depth or variety more.
Maybe it's best to have a few close friends and a wider circle for fun and learning.
Necessity 意思是必需品, 必要的事物, 譬如, in colder climates, warm clothing becomes a necessity, not a fashion choice. 在寒冷的气候环境中, 保暖衣物成为必需品而非时尚的选择。 它的形容词是 necessary, 意思呢是必要的, 必须的。 譬如, it's not necessary to be perfect, just be willing to learn and improve. 不必追求完美, 只要愿意学习与进步就可以。 它的副词是 necessarily, 意思是不一定, 未必。 譬如, expensive doesn't necessarily mean better, especially when it comes to happiness or comfort. 昂贵不一定代表更好, 特别是在幸福或舒适方面。 今天的Language Lab就到这边, I'll see you next time.
We're reaching the end of our lesson, friends, so we're going to hear some final thoughts from Lily and Peter in regards to how they view the number of friends they should have.
All right, let's jump into it. Close friends are a necessity, but interacting with all kinds of people helps you grow socially. Of course, this is something that Lily said.
It is. And we saw that phrase associated with in the last section, and we're seeing a similar one here, friends, interacting with. This means talking or engaging with other people.
For example, she enjoys interacting with customers at her job at the grocery store. Interacting with someone doesn't have the same deep meaning that associating with. You can interact with someone without being so closely connected.
And you can interact with people without even being their friend. You can interact with strangers on the street as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so interacting with all kinds of people helps you grow socially. We've heard similar things to that word already. Socially means just related to friendship or just interacting with other people.
Let's try to use that word socially in a sentence. He is socially very confident.
All right. Well, Peter responds and says, good point. He agrees with some of those things Lily's saying. I guess it depends on whether you value depth or variety more.
Okay, so this is very true. Different people value different things, and we have two options in this sentence. The first one is depth. Depth means having serious or deep meaning or feeling.
For example, conversations can have real depth when you talk about things that are truly important.
So Peter might value depth, but it seems like Lily values variety. Variety means many different types of something.
Okay, here's another example sentence. The clubs at our school offer a wide variety of activities.
Well, we have one more line here from Lily. Maybe it's best to have a few close friends and a wider circle for fun and learning. It almost seems like Lily is kind of seeing Peter's point of view here.
Okay, yeah. They both see some truth in what the other person is saying. But yeah, based on that last sentence, it might be that Lily's coming around a little bit.
Yeah, she still wants to have that variety though, so that she doesn't feel lonely, so that she has options of who she wants to hang out with, and that someone is always available when she wants to hang out.
You know, I think that phrase that we talked about in this last section, interacting with, helps me picture this a lot. I love interacting with a lot of different people. You can learn about a lot of different backgrounds and get to know different people without necessarily having this huge circle of friends.
Oh, that is very true. You can learn a lot about people and interact with them, and they don't necessarily have to become your friend or even a close friend.
Right. Then you can have your tight-knit, deep social group of friends that's not huge, but you're able to share those deeper things with each other while still getting to know a variety of people.
We're going to talk more about this in just a moment, friends, and share a little bit more about our own opinions when it comes to making friends. This is something that you can think about. What's your opinion? Do you value depth or variety more? Think about that in English as we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看动名词加 be 加 so much 加名词句型，这是利用 so much 加名词的句型来表达如此之多的或如此重要的名词，借此强调主词的价值或影响力，通常是不可数的抽象名词，代表价值、意义、困难、挑战等等。常见的用法有So much responsibility, 如此重大的责任。So much pleasure, 如此多的乐趣。So much stress, 如此重的压力等等。来看例句。Starting a business is so much responsibility, 创业的责任重大。
Friends, we've reached the end of our article, so let's take a moment to take a look at our talk about it question. Here it is.Which view do you agree with and why?
All right, well, I don't think that either of these is wrong or right. I think different kinds of situations work for different people. I do think there is something weird about how Lily looks at friendships in this lesson, though. It does seem like she doesn't care deeply about each of these people. It's just to give her some fun when she needs it.
It kind of does seem like that. And I do know people who like wide circles of friends. And sometimes I've noticed that it becomes that they really do care about every single person. But because the relationship isn't that deep, they end up getting hurt because those other friends might not feel the same way about them.
Right. So if you have the capacity, the energy, and the time to have this wide circle of friends and to have a really rich life because of it, that's great. Otherwise, maybe you want just a few deep, close friends.
This is something you can definitely talk about in English, friends. Do you think it's better to have a lot of friends so you're never lonely and have all kinds of options when you want to hang out? Or do you think it's better to have some depth and have a few close friends? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
At all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.